You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
I don't want to drown no more. I'm sick of the same old people. Kind that'll sell your soul. Trade it for a shining stone. Ain't nothing in this life for free. Running from the greatest evil. Finally dawned on me. A man's gotta fight temptation.
Keep the wolves from the door. I hear them scratching like I don't know. Better won't you keep the wolves from the door. It won't be long before I cave in and open up the keep the wolves from the door.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
It's Monday night and the mood is right, T-G-I-M.
Yay!
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAN or WFOD show on Skype. Boy, do we have a show for you tonight, guys.
It's going to be tits.
Much to discuss. Later on, Travis, we are going to be playing America's new favorite game show.
Oh, I cannot wait for this one.
We are also going to discuss, you know, the things that are going on.
A myriad of topics?
And not only in the world, Travis, but like, you know, in our lives. You know, we're going to be one of those topic shows. But, you know, not a topic show.
Give him a slice of life.
Slice of life is what we're doing. You know, next week, Travis, starts podcast month.
Podcast month.
The third annual podcast month that we've done here on the program, where we not only reach out to other podcasts to join us, but we tell you, hey, we'll come be on your podcast.
You can come on ours.
And we'll come on yours. What'll happen is, you reach out to us and you say, hey, we want you to be on our podcast. And then, like, I'll cherry pick the ones that I might have some interest in doing and give the rest to you guys.
Thank you.
And I'll turn them all down.
So, guys, I wanted to talk to you about the NHL All-Star Game. They made a big thing today about one of the LA Kings ice girls doing the national anthem because one of the Fifth Harmonies got sick, and so the other four canceled.
I don't know why. You think four of them could do the fucking national anthem.
Couldn't the other four harmonies figure out the national anthem without the fifth? Or was it like the one that's really... In all those groups, there's like one that's good. And the rest of them are just kind of okay.
You mean the hangers-on?
Yeah, like, you know, in the Pussycat Dolls. The Pussycat Dolls is like one girl who can sing really good, and then the rest of them just kind of gyrate their pelvises behind her.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I guess the other four harmonies, they said, yeah, no, guys, we just can't do it. So they canceled at the last minute. And so the ice girl, she stepped up to the plate, and she went up there and she did a serviceable job. And it was a big thing, because it was like, oh, this lady, she came out of nowhere and sang the national anthem. Snoop Dogg had a big setup in the middle of the ice, and he chose to play that DMX song, Y'all Gonna Lose My Mind Up in Here.
Yeah, and that was fun.
Well, but the thing is, Napier, is that's not really like an appropriate song to play, because every other word is a curse word. But then in DMX radio edits, then it's just like, instead of suck my dick, he says suck my woo. But I mean, like, he still said suck my, and you know what he's saying. He's saying suck his dick is what he's saying. And you know the kids, they go watch the hockey game, and then they suck my woo.
I guarantee you they couldn't hear it. There's no way anybody heard anything on that damn thing.
It seems a little aggressive too to be playing at a hockey game, doesn't it?
Didn't his hype man say motherfucker at some point?
Probably.
Yeah.
I assume. Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here, guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
You weren't here last week.
I was.
I'm hoping that with the week off, Drunk has recharged his batteries, and he has a whole bunch of fire to bring to the show tonight.
Absolutely.
Drunk, we are going to be playing America's Favorite Game Show here in a little bit.
Okay.
It's going to be really exciting.
But, were you under the weather, Drunk?
You a little sicky guy?
I was last week, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
You got the flu? You got the flu bug?
It was kind of a head thing, plus a tum-tum thing, plus a runny thing.
Were you doing some diarrhea in?
I was.
You were?
I was.
It was a whole deal?
It was the whole bubble.
But are you better now?
The next day I wasn't feeling great, but by Wednesday it was.
It was a quick one.
Yeah.
In and out.
Full,
huh?
Full recovery.
That's good. I'm glad you're better.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Anything interesting of note happen that you want to tell everybody about? I mean, we need all the drunk things.
Nope. I was considering buying a new dresser, but.
Is that just like, that's your go-to now? It's like Al Bundy putting his hand in his pants. Bundy puts his hand in his pants, and Drunk buys more dressers, and that's just like, that's the punchline to the joke. Like, if there isn't an ending to it, Drunk's got a lot of dressers.
Do you have, like, dressers that are just for show that don't have shit in them?
Well, I have one in my garage that's being worked on right now, but...
Well then, as long as they're being used...
You think that gal for the hockey that did the national anthem, do you think she was just waiting for a chance to do something like that?
Oh, yeah. They got all kinds of people for that kind of crap. Like the equipment manager was a minor league goalie, and now he manages the equipment. He's just waiting for somebody to take like a really nasty fall so he can suit up.
Suit up equipment guy.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, I saw a news story that the Chinese government is trying to encourage people to eat potatoes. Like, they're not into it. They don't want potatoes. They're a rice-eating people. I don't know if you know that, Travis.
Story.
The Chinese, there are a rice-eating people.
But they're running out of rice.
Yeah, they're running out of rice. There's too many goddamn Chinese. And they're saying, hey, guys, seriously, like, we make more potatoes than fucking anybody. Like, we make so many fucking potatoes, but then we just ship them to everybody because none of you fuckers want to eat these potatoes. But I mean, we have them. We have a fuckload of potatoes, and you guys should eat them. But they don't want to. They don't like potatoes. They went around. And they say, "Hey guys, you want some potatoes?" They're like, "No, I don't fucking like potatoes. Give me some rice."
I saw that same story too. And weren't they trying to make it like a classy item where they were trying to charge a bunch extra for it and like class it up, like the potato, like weird little menu items and shit.
They tried to do all kinds of fancy potato stuff, but people aren't buying it, Travis. They got all these potatoes, and they don't know what the fuck to do with them all.
You put them in the oven for an hour at about 420.
There's a lady that sang a whole bunch of potato songs, to encourage people to eat potatoes. And they're not buying it. It's not working. But a big problem that I have with the potato songs. Now, granted, I mean, these are catchy songs, but I don't speak Chinese. And so I was thinking that maybe Napier could help us, Travis, to translate these potato songs.
And now, Napier, remember, these songs are about potatoes.
Well, he'll know. He'll know what they're about. He's going to tell us what she's saying.
Yeah, apparently.
Napier, you help us out with this. This first one is called Potato, Potato, Potato.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Very catchy.
The name of the song is Potato, Potato, Potato.
Excellent.
Okay. Let me know when you need me to pause so that you can, like, translate for us.
Okay.
All right.
Pause.
Okay.
That was the pa part of the potato.
Okay. Pa. And the potato is coming, right?
Yeah, potato's coming. There's the potato.
Yeah, it's the potato.
Okay, apparently fuck nachos. Potatoes are better.
Potatoes are better than other things?
Other things are not as good as potatoes.
Okay. Makes sense. The song's called Potato, Potato, Potato.
You'd think it'd be more upbeat.
This lady, I feel like
he was standing at the end of a rock with a potato in his hands up to the sky.
Well, that was a lady.
Okay, she. Then.
This lady goes by the name Sister Potato. I mean, like, it's like a little donkey in a house with like a star above it, but that's what it translates to because they told me. They told me this lady's name translates to Sister Potato. It's about potatoes.
It's not very catchy. I can't hum this.
You can't hum it?
I can't hum it. Potato.
Potato.
And sour cream.
Uh-huh.
With cheese and bacon is very good.
Is this song making you hungry, drunk?
Eh.
Not making you want a potato, does it?
Not necessarily, no.
Ooh, ooh,
here we go. Oh, this is the hook. It's like a DMX song. It's like, potatoes are the shit. Let me come in your eye.
Okay, so the other song is called Potato, Our Little Round Potato. Maybe this is probably the dancey one, I assume.
Did we change to a different song?
Yeah, this is a different song. This one's called Potato or a Little Round Potato.
I'm just waiting for that hook.
Right now they're on the front of a ship. Man and potato.
It does kind of sound like the Celine Dion song, doesn't it?
A little bit.
They're caressing each other.
Hold on, Napier needs to translate.
Even burnt potatoes are delicious. McDonald's French fries are the superior French fries. Potato. Are cool as fuck.
So, drunk, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we don't have a problem eating potatoes, but we don't make as many potatoes as the Chinese.
I would say.
I've never seen like a Chinese potato. Like, we eat our own potatoes.
Right. I've never gone to a Chinaman restaurant and been like, hey, let me get the beef and potato. Have you ever seen potato on a Chinaman restaurant?
No. I don't believe I have. But, I mean, it's a big export for them, I assume, because they're making, like, 90 million potatoes a year, and they don't eat any of them. So it's big business, the potato business. But, I mean, like, we don't buy Chinese potatoes.
That you know of. We probably do.
I bet Chinese potatoes are delicious.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Let's say that you were moderately more famous than you are now.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, your podcast fame be damned. I'm talking about like real true fame. Like Matt LeBlanc fame.
Okay.
You know, like, you're a big deal.
Yeah, like, ladies just let you grab him by the pussy.
Right. Let's say that you are a little bit bigger deal than you are.
Okay.
And somebody comes to you and says, hey, drunk, you know, your fame could go away and I could expose you because I have PP videos of you.
Okay.
Videos of you getting pee-peed on because you like getting pee-peed on.
Okay.
What would you do to prevent the pee-pee videos, drunk?
I feel like
would you kill?
No, I actually feel like I'd embrace the pee-pee videos.
You'd embrace the pee-pee videos.
Yep. And then flip it on them.
Yeah, well, make some high-quality pee videos.
You'd pull a Jaromir Jagr.
I'd say, go ahead and show them. Show the pee-pee videos.
Yeah, I like getting pee-peed on.
And I'll tell the world how great it is for the golden shower.
And I'll just be like, yeah, like getting pee-peed on.
Yeah.
So, and all that's going to do is like open up your options for people to pee on you. You know, you're going to, there's the pee crowd, and they're going to know that you're into it.
Right. And who knows? That might open up some different endorsements for me. Like Gatorade might want to endorse me now because, you know, people got tinkle.
Like the Matt Leroy when he was doing all the stuff about how he liked to watch people bang his wife.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, and I think that, you know, if you just are open with it and you just say, hey, I like to watch guys bang my wife. Then, like, everybody knows you're the guy who likes guys to bang their wife. And then, like, if you want to bang somebody's wife, you could bang his wife.
You know what you could do?
I think there's something, too, very fulfilling about just, like, not keeping those kind of things secret and just kind of letting it out there. You know, you don't have to hold on to any kind of shame that you might have for those things.
Yeah, just show them the video of your wife getting banged by another dude. Be like, look at this. This is quality shit.
Yeah.
You want to watch it? I want to watch it. Let's watch it.
Do you find this erotic? Well, this is the gal that I bang.
And this is the dude that she was banging Friday.
And I find it erotic, too, to watch other guys bang her.
She's really good at banging on film.
And then everybody knows you like getting pee-peed on. So you would embrace the pee-pee video.
Sure.
Drake, you ever let a gal pee on you before?
No.
I don't see what the big deal would be.
I mean, if I had a jellyfish sting or something, I'd probably let that go down.
I think I'd be fine with getting peed on. I don't think I care.
I had a girlfriend back in the day fart on me while we were banging.
She farted on you?
Yeah, well, she was on the bottom.
Was it erotic?
I didn't care because I was going to do it, but she got really embarrassed. And,
she wanted to stop?
Yeah.
She said, Hey, I don't know if I can go through with this because I'm so embarrassed at my fart.
Yeah, she was on the bottom and I was, you know, on the top, so I had my legs.
So you, like, you punched it out of her.
Yeah.
He caught her by surprise.
Yeah, she farted on my legs.
She was holding it.
It wasn't a little fart either. Like, I felt the wind. Like, it rustled my leg hairs. And it was warmer than the surrounding air.
So have you ever pee-peed on somebody?
No. No, I don't. But, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I don't think pee-pee is a big deal, really.
I accidentally pee-peed on somebody.
How do you accidentally pee-pee on somebody?
So
I peed on a guy's face one time.
I was at the bar, a little drunk one night, and there's two urinals, and somebody's next to me wearing flip-flops, and I kind of had a little bit of double stream going, and one of the part of the stream missed the toilet, and right on his foot.
Oh, so you were peeing in a toilet, and you just had like a stray wanderer.
Yes.
Huh.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I peed on a guy's face one time. That story's been well documented about the time I peed on the guy's face.
So whatever happened to that guy and you?
I don't know. I don't think that me and that guy ever had a conversation again after that. I think the time I peed on his face was the only time that me and him ever talked after.
No, you peed on him.
Well, I mean, I didn't pee on him. I'm going to tell the story about the time I peed on a guy's face. If you've already heard it, I apologize, but now I have to explain myself. I open this door, I have to walk through it. Travis, I've told you the story about the time I peed on the guy's face, I'm sure.
I've heard the story, yes.
Yeah, there was a fellow, we were camping. It's the only time I believe I've ever been camping. It's the only time I've been camping, the only time I ever peed on a guy's face.
Not the outdoors type, are you?
We were in separate tents.
Sounds like a day of firsts for you.
It was time to go to bed. I got stuck in a tent with a couple who wanted to have sex. So I was in a tent with people who were trying to quietly have sex.
Could you hear the squish?
Yeah, and I was just trying to like keep my back to them and try to go to sleep and ignore the people having sex in the tent.
Oh, you should have farted. I heard that turns off ladies.
The gal's dad was a couple of tents away. It was weird. It was a weird thing. But this guy in this other tent, like, he wasn't ready for the party to be over. I mean, yeah. It was obvious. We had already established as a group, time to go to bed. This guy just keeps yapping. And so I break the silence and I say, hey, it's time to go to bed. Shut up. And he said, fuck you, Mike. That's strike one. You don't say fuck you, Mike, when Mike's ready to go to bed.
Why are you being a party pooper? If somebody wants to stay awake, just
I wanted to go to bed. I was already kind of annoyed that there was people kicking me.
Oh, could you smell? Could you smell the sex? Did like start stinking up the tank?
I don't remember that clearly. I remember there was sex going on. I remember I was kicked a few times. I don't remember like the smell details. So I waited a few minutes. I was trying to be cool. You know, I was like there with friends. I was like, okay, you know, we're having a good time. I'm going to be cool, Mike. I'm just going to let this go. Just kept going. And I'm like, man, you got to shut the fuck up. It's time to go to bed.
Mike does not take his sleep lightly.
Nope.
And as you were shouting at this guy, these people were still having sex?
They were having sex, yes.
Why didn't they just go all out then? Why were they trying to be quiet? I mean, obviously you're awake. You know what was going on. Just do it.
I don't know. I don't think they wanted me to know, but I knew. I knew, Travis. I knew damn well what was going on.
Yeah, you can't hide the sound of a sleeping bag moving over and over and over again. That's not normal.
So I says to the guy, hey, man, if you don't shut up, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to pee on your face.
Did he take that challenge?
And he said, fuck you, Mike, to me again, Napier. Now it was strike three, buddy. So I emerged from my tent.
I guess I missed strike two. What was strike two?
I told him time to go to bed.
Well, okay. And then he said, fuck you, Mike, twice. So those are the other two strikes.
It was a series of fuck you, Mike, struck.
Okay.
So I emerged from my tent.
Wait, so three. So to get to strike three, it was three fucks. The third fuck you, Mike, was strike three?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was three fuck you, Mikes, Travis. Those were the strikes. I don't know if there was actually three strikes. I might be embellishing. I might be on a two-strike system. I mean, it was bedtime, Travis.
It was time to go to fucking sleep.
It's time to go sleep.
Just out of curiosity, what time is bedtime?
It's like 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, it was candid, man. You know, you have a couple hours in the dark, your fire goes out, time to go bed. So I walked over to his tent.
So we're still pre-midnight here.
I clocked where he was in the tent, you know, with my stalking skills.
Yep.
And I grabbed the tent and I pushed it over his face. And I whipped out my wiener and I peed on it. I peed on his face. So I didn't like technically get peed on him, but I'm sure goddamn well he felt the warmth.
So you peed on the tent that was on his face.
I peed on the tent that was on his face.
I hope he had a good tent.
Do I know this guy?
Yeah, it was Kevin Houdershell.
Shout out to Kevin Houdershell.
15 years prior.
We all know this dude. He deserves to be peed on the face.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy, but you can't ever say a dude didn't ever pee on him.
I'm sure he gets peed on now by all kinds of dudes.
So that's my peeing on a man's face story. What else do we got?
Now that we got that gem out of the way.
Did you want
so, Napier, you wouldn't conceal the PP video? You'd just let it fly?
Yeah.
We're all in agreement? Sure. I mean, what if you're the president, Napier? What if you're the president and you have to protect the office? You know, you don't want people to know about your PP video.
What are they
going to
do, impeach you? No, fuck that.
I guess they wouldn't impeach you because, you know, a long time ago you liked gals peeing on you. It would expose some things, like, you know, like if there was some Russian-speaking broad peeing on you, then, like, you know, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I've been to Russia. I've had Russian gals pee on me.
Well, just for the sake of argument, let's say that this person was very, very wealthy, like very, very wealthy.
Would you pay to conceal the PP video?
Well, I would think that no matter how many people knew you liked to get peed on, it's not going to take away your extreme wealth.
Other than paying him.
Right. And how many people are you going to have to pay off? Because it's going to come out eventually.
Yeah, yes. Right. wasn't one broad that peed on the guy, I would just assume that, you know, he'd be like, yeah, it's wide open circles
and
now.
And Travis, I'm gonna take my we all have heard that there is a PP video and that, like, the dude likes getting peed on. So, I mean, like, in a way, haven't we all already seen it?
No.
I mean, through the power of imagination, haven't you seen Donald Trump, like, laying on a bed with a woman straddled over his face, just peeing on it, like, in your mind?
No.
You haven't seen it?
Don't want
to. Not even now while I'm visually explaining it to you in graphic detail?
No, we're not going down that road.
It's like it goes over, like, his forehead and, like, drips into his hair.
Well, I've never been peed on, so it's hard for me to, you know,
I imagine he put down, like, a plastic Kmart bags so that he could clean up easier.
Oh, no, no. He's rich. He's got, like, a tarp, right. Probably.
He's got, like, the paper.
He's got a pee-pee tarp?
Yeah.
Yeah, get out the piss tarp. Put it over the sheets.
It's like his special tarp. It's like what Linus from the Peanuts cartoon carries around that blanket. He's got his own special security tarp.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a large bucket that he could lay in.
Then the pee-pee
maybe
bucket.
He's got a whole kit.
Then he gets one of his butlers to come in there with the special gloves on to go wash it outside.
I don't like saying, though, because that's just like when everybody heard there was a Paris Hilton sex tape and everybody explained how lazily she was caressing the man. You don't have to see it to know what the video is.
The video looked about what I would think it would look like.
Exactly.
And it was like, yep, that's about what I thought it was. You know who I was really disappointed in is the Rose McGowan sex tape, Travis.
I can't imagine that was good.
It just wasn't good.
Am I the only one that doesn't look for these sex tapes?
I don't either.
You don't have to look for them. Don't they just kind of arrive?
No. They're just there.
I mean, it's just like, hey.
Well, it's not like they're posting them on fucking Yahoo or MSN.
Hey, listen,
this Rose McGowan sex tape is but a click away. I mean, what are you going to do? Not watch it?
When it's like when you turn on the internet and, like, just, like, the weather's there. Like, it's like, hey, it's pretty nice outside. It's the same thing. You turn on the internet and it's like, hey, Kim Kardashian and that other guy going at it.
You still have to do some active searching. It's not like it goes to my homepage and here, click here for
Google knows what I
blah,
like.
Blah, 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 sex tape.
Google knows.
Yep.
Just like when you go to Pornhub. Pornhub has a pretty good idea what you're there for.
Yeah.
Like, Pornhub's like, hey, man. Like, you know, we have a pretty detailed list of the things that you've jerked to, and we think you might like this. And usually they're right.
Is it
they're
the
not
China
too far
sex
off.
Tape?
And even if it's not what I went there for, it's serviceable.
It'll do. You can find something on that first page. Be like, yep, I'll go to that. That's fine.
I don't look for sex tapes. I did find the China one you were talking about where she played She-Hulk.
Do you jerk off to cartoons?
No.
Like, what do you jerk off to?
I don't know. Pornhub?
You just go there and you just find something?
More than likely, I'll go there.
What's your thing, Napier? What's your thing?
I don't like professionally made videos. I like the homemade.
You like the homemade gals?
Yeah.
You like they're a little hungrier.
I like the fat broads.
you don't like it like when they're paid to do it. You like it because they have the passion for it.
Yeah, the porn actresses look dead inside.
Right.
They don't look like they look like they're at their job.
You like a gal that just wants to fuck for fun and post it on the internet to get a reaction.
Yeah, like she's really working that hog with her mouth.
Right, right.
Like she wants the creamy innards.
This is probably my first fuck tape. I want it to be good.
Yeah. She wants to show everybody how good she is at hand jobs.
I'm for that. That makes sense to me. Drunk, I mean, you probably like the professionals, right?
I mean,
do you like a good production value? Do you like a story?
I don't really watch too much porn.
I miss the stories. You know, that's why I'm a big fan of, like, the fake agent in the fake taxi or whatever, because there's at least a little bit of buildup. They, like, chat a little bit.
You're like a guy who has something over, right?
No, that's not even
like
it.
Like, I caught you shoplifting.
It's, like, the only thing that's left with, like, a story built into it. You know, like, the only other thing that they make that has story is, like, Skinamax, and that's not the same thing.
No, they kind of suck.
That Skinamax can't even watch it anymore. They're like, up too high.
You know what I used to love back in the day? Fucking Red Shoe Diaries with David Duchovny.
Red Shoe the movie with David Duchovny is one of my all-time favorites.
I do like that Cinemax has figured out the slapping noises, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, before it was just like, you know, some real soft music, And like, you know, they figured out maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they're like, you know what we need? We need some ball flapping noises. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't rate a ball flapping noise. It's just a noise. There's no insertion. It's just sound effects.
Yeah, you're just slapping a batter's glove up against a wall.
Sure, that's the sound. You get the slap of that mitt on the good fastball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm glad we did this, guys.
Yeah, this is exactly the direction I thought the show was going to go tonight. Start out with the Princess Potato from China and end up here.
Yeah, Pornhub's got some weird shit on there. Like vomit porn. I saw one of those on there. Like, do I like vomit porn? Click. Nope. Nope, I don't.
Don't like it?
Nope.
But you had to watch it to know for sure.
Like 10 seconds in,
you don't know. Don't know until you try it.
It was Asian broads and
like pee pee.
They had like fried rice. Like they had just eaten a bunch of fried rice.
Full circle.
There's fried rice corn pieces and like
it should have been potatoes because they produced the most potatoes.
What's wrong?
I can't even like vomit. Just anything just makes me want to.
There are little peas in there from the fried rice and little chunks of carrots. Stop.
So what, they vomited and then like they rolled around in it?
Yeah, like this one broad was just vomiting on this other one while she like, you know, smashed her sniz with a dildo.
Oh God, that reminds me of a video I saw like 15 years ago and it wasn't porn at all. And somebody had tricked me into watching it. They're like, hey, watch this. It's really good. And it's just this, I don't even want to say it.
Was it two girls? Like,
come on, Travis, let's power through this. We have to. The people need to know.
Eating a pot of stew. Never mind.
Oh, those were the sounds the broads were making. They were like, wow, that Asian broad, she can really throw up elegantly. And her tits were like swinging back and forth. It wasn't cool.
It's their chosen careers, I guess. They're doing what they love.
Hey, when you owe the mafia money, you vomit on a broad who's diddling her sniz.
See, I think that if like there was video of me like really getting into a chick vomiting on me, like while I jerked off,
mm-hmm.
I'd pay to get that one considered.
That I'd probably not.
Yeah, that's probably what you want. Yeah.
I mean, I would want to maintain my Matt LeBlanc level of fame without people knowing that I like
you said
on.
The pee thing. It's just pee. Whatever. It's just pee. We're all putting.
It's weird. It's a kink. I like feet.
Yeah,
I'm a feet guy.
I just can't understand that.
But. You know,
what if she drank like a big old thing of Sailor Jerry's beforehand, then just vomited the Sailor Jerry's all over you?
Oh, you don't even need to, man. Somebody drinks Sailor Jerry's, you can smell that for 4 days.
Yeah. God, that shit stinks and it's rot gut.
So my wife forbids me of drinking Sailor Jerry's.
You can't have Sailor Jerry's? What's this world coming to?
It doesn't matter what else I have, but she, like, there's a very disapproving look anytime I even mention the word Sailor
Jerry's.
Just
get the Kraken. That's,
guys,
that's,
how did we go in this direction? Proof. We were trying to be, like, doing respectable stuff.
This is respectable. Drinking is very respectable. Don't you understand the amount of people that are in the liquor industry?
You gotta conceal the pee-pee.
Everything we do, Mike, devolves into this. It's like, I've gotten over it. Like, I don't even try to steer it away. I don't try to stay out of the conversation because we can start with Princess Potato and end up here. We can start talking about humanitarian.
Travis, we put this shit out. There's no way the song salad is going to want to talk to us.
That's exactly
the
what I was.
The song salad's going to listen to this bullshit and they're going to say, what the fuck is this shit?
Quality entertainment.
The podcast month is canceled.
Well, fuck us. So
we'll try to keep it together for podcast
month. So, Travis, what about the Kraken? You ever had that?
Yeah, it's all, everything's good. Any kind of spice rum, it doesn't matter. The Captain Morgan 100, it's all fine. It's just the Sailor Jerry's. And I don't blame her. Because,
I don't know what Sailor Jerry's is, guys.
It's just like a heavy proof spiced rum.
Yeah, this will eat the inside of your stomach lining. Shit is fucking.
And so gals drank it and then they barf on you?
Yeah.
Well, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they'll barf wherever they're at. On you, while you're jerking it, whatever.
Guys, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, we got to reset.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, thanks for sticking with us. I don't know. Anchor said something about how our sound is weird, but I don't hear anything weird, so I don't know what he's talking about.
He's weird.
I'll jiggle everything on the break, guys. I'm going to jiggle everything. Everything will be jiggled.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Well, the Lotus Cast and the Rocktown podcast probably were hoping for a bit more from their third rounders, as both XXX3 and The Founder underperformed. Vin Diesel ended with a 41% Metacritic and $34 million for 14 points, and Michael Keaton's McDonald's movie only potted $7 million and a 67% Metacritic for a sad little 5 points. A Dog's Purpose came out this past weekend and only made 18 with a 43%. So Passersby's first-round pick screwed the pooch, then stabbed it, then set it on fire. We'll have final results for that one next week.
You can see it.
It's electric.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Ooh, it's shocking.
It's electric.
Picking up mixed feelings of whoa.
Whoa. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there. Here, there. Everywhere. I've got to move. I'm going on a party ride. I've got to groove, groove, groove. And this music, I just can't hide. Are you coming with me? Come let me take you on a party ride. And I will teach you, teach you, teach you. I'll teach you the electric slide. Some say it's mystic.
It's boogie, boogie,
woogie, 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 woogie.
You can't resist it.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
You can't do it without it.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Okay, too fast again.
Show love, boogie now. It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
But you know it's there. Here, there, and everywhere. Take you back to the Dare Dance. I know it will. I've got to move. Come let me take you on a party ride. And I'll teach you, teach you, teach you. I'll teach you the electric slide. Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. Gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Oh, it's shocking.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Picking up a mix of feelings with public, so you sure got to boogie. You gotta know it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. They can't hold it.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there. Here, there, everywhere.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I can be a lifesaver, treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby, you can get this now or later. Now or later.
choice. Stop playing, you acting like I don't do this. Build an empire, you cookie, I'm a Belushius. Give you good head until you get a contusion. If you don't come back, I think I'm a loser. I think I'ma lose it. If I ever had your number, I think I would use it. I'm feeling some way, you know I hate losing. If your heart was in the bag, I'd rob it just to prove it. Come on, you a mean diva. I got your problems by the neck like I'm John Cena. You got a past, I ain't get to go to prime either. So don't make it hard to believe that I need you. Hey, you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ring size. I can be a lifesaver. Treat me like a job.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487 hand or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yes, sir.
Travis, do you have anything going on? There's something that you want to talk about, right?
We could talk about old pizza.
I mean, we do have America's favorite game show here to play. But, you know, Travis is a busy guy. He's got moving and shaking going on.
Moving and shaking, yep. Chiropractin.
I'm on, doing like, some chiropractin?
Got your spine popped?
I didn't give it. I've been receiving it on like week four of some pretty aggressive chiropractic adjustment.
What's
to get
going
back
on? You having back problems?
It's a neck problem. Neck problem. I threw, of all things, threw my neck out throwing a sock into a hamper.
Overhand or underhand?
Yeah, overhand.
So like, it's a long distance?
Yep. Tossed it out. No, like 3-4 feet maybe. Just threw it overhand and my neck went out.
And so, your neck just went, oh no, we don't throw things anymore. Not in the house.
Down with that, and you were due for a chiropractor appointment probably 2 weeks ago. You probably should have went, and we're going to show you why.
Did the sock make it to the hamper, Travis? Or did you miss?
Did make it to the hamper.
Oh,
so
thank God!
That crisis averted.
So when did you get so old, Travis?
Oh boy, 6-7 years ago.
Oh man, that's bad.
I did some pretty physical work for quite a few years that really kind of just ruined my body. And then after I did the physical work, I now do no physical work and very little physical activity in my personal life. So those two compounded together to create this busted ass old man body.
See, I see that chiropractic stuff, and like it seems like they like catch you by surprise, and they do all kinds of cracking and stuff. And I don't feel like I could let my guard down long enough for him to do it.
Oh, they don't care.
I feel like I'd be ready to fight back. Like they always be like, you grab my head. I know what you're gonna do.
They always let you know what's happening. And the first time, because I had been there for years for like my back. And the first time I went, I think was early last year, maybe the end of 2015, for a neck problem. And the first time she took my head in her hands and like twisted my head to make my neck snap, I like nervously laughed aloud because it was the most weird sensation I've ever felt in my whole life. Like you feel it in your head that when your neck snaps.
Jody in the chat suggesting that we just take you out behind the shed.
It's probably better for everybody.
Like old Travis, we need to, send him to the farm. Just we'll come in here next week and just be like, guys, we found this nice farm to take Travis to.
We promise he's got a lot of
land to run around on,
He's got sheep he can herd now.
It's my dream, Napier. It's my dream.
So you're a couple weeks into this. You just go there and you show up. They have you in and out real quick, don't they? They just show up, crack, crack, crack. Okay, here, you give us your $40 copay.
It's typically like an adjustment, maybe 10 minutes-ish. And then if you like do therapy, which is just they put like a weird electrode things on you that shove a current through your body, that's an extra like 15 minutes.
I'm not loose. I don't think that I could do that because they tell you to relax and stuff, and I'm never relaxed. I'm always I'm always real tensed up, ready to jump up,
I'm the same way. Like I'm always really she's always got to tell me just relax. And certain, because I do it so often now that like most of the time I'm pretty loose when she's going to do something, but she like scolds me because I sometimes just can't help it. Like I can't let, my neck or whatever.
The only time you're going to trick me into getting chiropractic is if I'm asleep.
We should start that. They have that,
sleep chiropractic.
Well, they have that, dental therapy. Like if you're like super terrified of the dentist where they kind of knock you out, You should do that for chiropractic, too.
So they knock you out, and then they chiropract you while you're sleeping.
Yep.
Huh. It's not a bad idea.
No.
Yeah, they can go to town on you.
You know, I had an idea, Travis, that, you know, when you turn 18, you have the option of voluntarily criminalizing things for yourself. So, like, you just make the decision as to whether or not things are illegal for you. That, yeah, like the hot button things that people disagree on.
So do you get to amend this at any time?
Nope. Once you make the decision, that's it for you.
That's a horrible idea.
I think you should leave the option open where if you write to your like your local representative, you can open up a conversation about lifting the ban on yourself.
Nope. Once you turn 18, you say to yourself, you know what? I am a pro-life. An abortion is illegal for me forever. And I've decided, it's my 18th birthday, I can make that decision. I sent in my illegal abortion card. So if I show up in an abortion place and start talking about abortions, you fucking arrest me because it is illegal.
Yeah, I just think about the terrible decisions I made when I was 18, and that just doesn't sound like a good idea.
Yeah, there's other things, too.
I don't even think you're fully formed as a human being until you're like your mid-20s.
But yeah. Sure, I mean, you know, the laws don't just change, Travis, because you've adapted to them. The laws are the laws. And once you've made your choice, that's your choice.
Well, unless you get a vocal minority together and raise a stink and then get a bunch of
and
people.
And you could honestly say at 18, hey, I don't know if things will change and, you know, if my opinion on this matter will change, then you don't really believe in it.
So could you, in theory, just make nothing illegal for yourself?
Sure. But then you can't bitch about it.
Napier believed that ladies peed out of their butt until he was 21. So this is not a good idea.
Or their vaginas, or, you know, I didn't know what was going on. I still don't really know where their pee holes are.
Still don't know what's going on.
Have you ever really, like, seen it? Have you, like, seen the pee hole? I don't know where it is. I mean, I know it's up there somewhere.
Sure, you can taste it if you go hunting for it.
Let's not
see, this... now I want to like watch pee-pee videos just so like I know where it comes from.
Can we not let the latter half of the show
devolve back into pee-pee?
Yeah, right.
But there's nothing better than pee-pee talk.
Yeah, you know, you get under a glass table, Travis, and you say, hey, I want to watch you pee-pee just because I want to know where it comes from. Don't really know. Travis, do you want to play America's Favorite Game Show?
America's Favorite Game!
Really excited about this one, guys.
I'm in the dark as usual.
To play America's new favorite game show, Is It Weezer? That's right, guys. America's new favorite game show, Is It Weezer? What I will do is I will read you lyrics, and you have to tell me if it is a song by Weezer, a song by Insane Clown Posse, or something I just made up.
Okay.
Do you guys understand?
Sure.
And since it's Insane Clown Posse, the only way to buzz in is to use the Insane Clown Posse Juggalo whoop whoop. So whoever whoop whoops first gets the first crack at the answer. Do you guys understand the rules? That makes sense, right?
Whoop whoop.
The rules make sense, but I'm afraid that saying whoop whoop is like the mating call of the Juggalo, and I'm going to have a bunch of them knocking at my door if I say it too loudly.
It's like a mating call. They're going to come fuck you.
I'm not interested. Let me lock my door real quick.
So, I mean, this should be easy, right? I mean, the lyrics of Weezer and the lyrics of Insane Clown Posse. Weezer is a well-respected rock band that's been around for a really long time. And the Insane Clown Posse are goofballs that have goofball lyrics. There's no way you guys should get any of these wrong, right?
Is
on the lyrics you, that you, you know, cherry picked,
guys? I have a point to this, well, and that is that Weezer is for the most part garbage.
Well,
wow,
I disagree with that, but okay.
We you were like just like Buddy Holly,
Travis. That is not on this list. I feel like that would be too easy.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Are you guys ready for round one of Is It Weezer?
Now
you guys shouldn't get any of these wrong. Am I right?
No.
I'll probably get everyone wrong, but sure.
Okay. And I got to keep score because that's important. Of course, WFOD rules says that if you get one wrong, you lose a point. So you can't just buzz in all the time. You only got to buzz in if you know it. All right. Round one. Cheese smells so good on a burnt piece of lamb. Fag of the year. Who could beat up your man?
Whoop.
Travis.
That's Juggalo shit, right?
No, Travis, that is Weezer.
Ugh. Were they talking about cigarettes? I didn't know Weezer was homophobe.
Okay, so Travis has -1.
Starting out strong. Just like I like.
Is it Weezer? Number 2, you try to play it cool like you just don't care, but soon I'll be playing in your underwear.
Whoop, whoop.
Travis.
That for sure is Insane Clown Posse.
No, Travis, that is Weezer.
Weezer is a terrible band.
Red Sox girl in the chat says, I've been in some very funny conversations about the pee hole, LOL. I would love to hear these conversations about the pee hole and, like, where exactly it is. Where is it exactly?
Man gush god.
Guys, from number 3 on Is It Weezer, loosen up, let it go, you ain't gotta be tense. Fago flying everywhere. Fuck making sense.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Drunk.
Look, Insane Clown Posse.
A drunk that is, in fact,
all you had to say was, Clown Posse. All you had to say was Fago, and I just knew.
I thought maybe you threw that one in there yourself just to throw everybody off.
Okay, round 4 of Is It Weezer. Looking for road kills, lighting things on fire for cheap thrills, stab the corpses and lick whoop, the whoop. Knives like evil forces.
Whoop, whoop.
Napier.
Insane Clown Posse.
Napier, that is not Insane Clown Posse. That Fuck. Is Weezer.
Oh, that's an original. Looking for road
kills. I can't understand anything Weezer's ever fucking said, so this is not fair. I don't know what their lyrics are.
Now, you guys so far... we've done 4 rounds, and you've got 3 of them wrong. Drunk is the only one to successfully do one, and it had Fago in it. So, can we all agree that Weezer's garbage yet? Or I'll just keep going. All right. I got the baby mama blues from In My Shoes. You don't love them, kids. You only keep them to use.
Whoop, whoop.
I believe Travis was first. Travis.
Is this Weezer?
Travis, no, that is the Insane Clown Posse. The baby mama blues from In My
Shoes. You don't love them kids, you only keep them to use. Roll here.
All right, so Travis is at -3, Napier's at -1, Drunk's at +1. The next round of Is It Weezer? Dad hit you on the hand just for holding your chopsticks wrong, then your mom locked you in a shed, and Uncle Sam dropped an atom bomb.
Whoop, whoop.
Napier.
Weezer?
Napier, that is Weezer.
Yay, I'm back to 0.
You got one right. So Napier is at 0. Dad hit you on the hand just for holding your chopsticks wrong. Then your mom locked you in a shed and Uncle Sam dropped an atom bomb. All right, we are at round 7 of Is It Weezer? I remember Led Zeppelin laid Stairway to Heaven. I delivered a pizza to their studio session.
Whoop, whoop.
Travis.
Please let it be Weezer.
Travis, that is the Insane Clown Posse. I remember Led Zeppelin laid Stairway to Heaven. I delivered a pizza to the studio session. I was able... Travis is at -4. Travis, you should just quit, buddy.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're not doing too good.
No, I'm over it.
Okay.
I didn't like Weezer, and now I know that I hate them.
So Napier is at 0. Drunk is at +1. We're in round 8. I only like Asians, that's all that I seek. Take off your Goku jammies, let's take a little peek.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop.
I believe Napier was first. Napier?
I'm going to go ICP.
No, Napier, I made that one up. So Napier is at -1, Drunk is at +1. Round 9, because I need cash to pay my bills and buy some groceries to eat my fill. But I'm pissed off because no one cares. They walk on by me like I ain't even there.
Whoop, whoop.
Drunk.
Weezer.
Drunk, that is Weezer.
Man, Funny. You're nailing it, buddy.
There you go. So Drunk is at +2. Napier is at -1. And Travis is at -4.
this might be a loaded game. I feel like Drunk probably owns that Weezer album that's got the face of that guy from Lost on it.
Drunk, do you own any Weezer albums?
I do not, but I have played multiple songs from that album on the Touch Tones at the bar.
There you go.
On round 10, the final round of Is It Weezer, Patty Cake, Baker's Man, My Dick Get Really Hard When I Think About Japan.
I'm going to get in this. Whoop, whoop.
Travis.
That's Mike.
Travis, that is Mike. That Rivers Cuomo guy, Travis, he really likes the Asians. I thought I'd trick you guys, you know, if I did some Asian stuff. Drunk! You are the winner of Is It Weezer? Yay!
Spraying Faygo everywhere.
Are you spraying Faygo everywhere?
In your face, Travis and Napier.
Well, I guess Drunk's a bigger Weezer fan than I am.
This song's too long. I picked one that was way too long.
Let's just let it play out.
This is my jam.
No, let's not talk over it. There it is.
Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Nasi gase, na jo se na ga jo tu to di ga cho ya.
Potatoes are really good, right?
Eat potatoes before we all die.
We're gonna run out of rice, and then what?
Potato.
We mash them and we fry them.
Potato.
And we put cheese on them.
Right, you can just eat them so many ways. It's so that like potato.
Potato. Well,
I know it's probably not your first choice, but fuck, we got so many of them. What does it really matter? Just jam something in your face.
Better than starving to death on the street.
I'll tell you one disgusting thing about potatoes my grandpa used to do. He'd peel those bastards, rinse them off, and he would eat them like an apple by like dumping salt on them and just like taking bites out of potatoes.
Just take a bite out of a raw-ass potato?
I used to do that.
No. That's so fucking disgusting.
My grandpa,
that's
like, surprisingly enough.
That sounds nasty.
I guess maybe look like you dip it in ranch dressing or something, right? I mean, you can eat some pretty gross shit.
It's the starchy texture is so sick. But that's like a generation
of people.
It's hard,
though. I mean, like a raw-ass potato is difficult to bite through.
It's like the generation of people who ate those cannibal sandwiches, though, where they would take, like, bread or saltine crackers and just put raw ground beef on them with onions.
Travis, you can't see us, and the listener can't see us, but when you said something about a cannibal sandwich, we all looked at one another like, what the fuck
right,
is a cannibal sandwich?
Coming out
and I was just going to let it go, but I feel like we'd be doing a disservice to everyone if we did, Travis. Explain to me a cannibal sandwich.
I just did. It's either bread or saltine crackers. And you cut up onion and you put raw ground, uncooked ground beef on either the saltine or the bread. We top it with uncooked onions and then eat away.
My grandparents added Limburger cheese.
Oh, yeah. Throw some Limburger on there.
You don't eat raw ground beef, though.
They did back in the day.
They sure did.
No, that's wrong.
Eat raw bacon. I mean, it's gross.
There was that viral picture that went around this last week of that Facebook post by some gal that was talking about how she cooked that medium rare chicken, how delicious it was. And there was pictures of it like cooked on the outside and sliced up real nice. That was completely raw in the middle.
You don't do that either. That's bad.
Yeah, that is very bad.
I don't understand. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. This wasn't a good show.
Oh, well, come on now.
We had just, vomit.
It wasn't.
We talked about
guys,
liquor.
You can try as you might.
All we needed was one rape joke, and we were back into our echelon home run days.
It wasn't a good show.
It was front loaded with some terrible nonsense.
It was nonsense. It had no structure. I would say this classifies as a bad show.
Oh, bad. Get out of here.
I'm going to go so far as to say,
at minimum, B minus. It was a
bad show. Which I haven't said in a while. I haven't said bad show in a while. In fact, last week I thought it was great. We killed so many dogs.
Yeah, we did. So many dogs.
This week, I mean, we killed some dogs, but it didn't feel the same. It felt like, you know.
Empty.
Empty.
Hollow.
It was just like empty dog deaths.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than an empty
Jody
dog.
Jody liked the Weezer game. He thought that was funny.
Yeah.
He said, fuck off, Mike. But I mean, he's wrong. What the fuck do they know?
That's strike one, by the way, Jody.
Jody, you're about to get pissed on.
Two more, you're going to get pee-peed on your face.
You got a good
and not really
tent,
your
buddy.
Face, the tent that's around your face.
Guys.
Go to Taco Bell. Eat the chalupa.
I mean, they can't all be good, right?
No, it's like
we throw a real dud out there every now and then.
No, it wasn't a dud.
Just to keep people honest, you know. Hey, I mean, you know,
you fly too close to the sun, and this is what happens.
Mike, sometimes you make the Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell. Other times you make that Cheetos Nacho thing that Burger King had. That Cheeto thing with fucking mac and cheese in the middle.
Those were disgusting.
Yeah, those are fucking nasty. Hey, you win some, you lose some. In that restaurant game.
You're comparing us to fast food restaurants?
Yeah, sometimes we're the Doritos Locos Taco and everybody loves it. Other times we're that fucking Cheetos thing with mac and cheese in the middle. Yeah. And nobody fucking likes it.
Just like fast food, we are quick, cheap, and after you're done, it'll make you feel bad.
Jody in the chat said, I've been shot, I ain't scared of a little pee-pee. You know, Jody's going on the... He's going on like the I've Been Shot Story podcast tour.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the I've Been Shot Story. I feel like people have heard it. But, I mean, like, you know, Travis.
Jody should
show up some week and tell us the I Got Shot Story,
no,
right?
No. If we're going to have Jody on to do the I've Been Shot Story, that's going to be the return of WFOD Serial.
It's got to be.
Oh, like serialize it?
Yep.
There's nothing to investigate, though. We know who did it.
Oh, let's pretend. We're going to dramatize
his fucking cousin shot him.
It's
on purpose?
Yeah, like him and his cousin went out hunting, and like the guy like put the gun on the hood or something, and then like it fell off and shot him in the fucking face.
Hey, listen, we all know what happened with O.J. Simpson, but it didn't stop me from watching 7 hours of that ESPN documentary.
Yeah. And I caught a rapist once. Don't see me bragging.
You did catch a rapist.
I did catch a rapist.
Napier, actually, have we ever told the story about the time you caught the rapist?
Nope, never
you
have.
Napier, tell the time you caught the rapist story. What are we ending the show for? Napier has a story, drunk.
Hello.
This is going to save the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want me to tell the I caught a rapist story?
Tell the story.
Travis, hey, have I never told you the story?
We got to do a theme song first. Napier's catching rapists.
We have a theme song, Detective Napier.
Napier catching rapists at Pizza Hut.
Fucking Pizza Hut.
Oh no, I did. I caught a rapist at Pizza Hut.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Yeah, well, come on.
Okay, so I'm really fucking lazy, and it's like 30 minutes before we close, and I really don't want to take any more fucking orders. So I'm getting everything shut down, throwing away the bullshit, trying to get the fuck out of there. Dude calls in 20 minutes before we're supposed to leave, says, hey, man, I want some pizza. Said, look, all we have are chicken wings, bags of salad pre-made, and 2 liters of soda. And he said, okay, well, give me a whole mess of chicken wings, some salad and soda. Like, oh, fucking okay. So I turn the ovens back on. I tell him,
he's
hey.
He's just fine with anything.
He's just fine with anything.
He's like, you know, I want any thing that you'll make for me.
Yeah, just anything at all. And I said, look, dude, you got, I'm going to put everything in the oven and you got 20 minutes to be here. You got to be here in 20 minutes or we're leaving. And he says, yeah, I'll be there in 20 minutes. So I make all this shit, re-clean up after I've fucking cooked all that shit, got his order ready in little bags. He's ready to go. I have it set up on the counter. So when he gets there, he gives me money and he can just fucking leave. Well, 5 minutes after we were supposed to close, this dude shows up, and we've turned the lights out. We're about to fucking go. Dude comes up to the window knocking on there saying, hey, I already ordered. I said, okay, fuck it, I'm letting him in. I was going to take his chicken wings home and eat them. So this asshole comes into my store and he's getting ready to pay. And I noticed, like, he's giving me this check. Like, he had a loose check in his fucking pants. So, loose check in his fucking pants, and it's got some lady's name on there, like Ashley or some bullshit. I don't fucking remember.
He didn't look like a guy who knew an Ashley.
No, he didn't. He looked like a nasty scrub lord. So, he fucking gives me this check, loose check, fills it out, and I said, you don't look like an Ashley, dude. He's like, oh, no, that's my old lady out in the car. And sure enough, I looked out in his car, and there's somebody in there. I can't fucking see him, but there's somebody fucking there. I said, okay, dude, I'll take your check, but I got to take down your fucking license number. You know, you let me have your license, I'll write it down on the check, and you can just go. And he's kind of hesitant about it. Then I got all this food in front of me. He just fucking writes his driver's license number on the check.
He didn't know he was dealing with a super sleuth.
No, I'm very fucking vindictive, and this dude kept me out past the time I wanted to be home. So I get all this shit, give it to him, put the check in the fucking drawer, come back in the morning. I come back before the store manager, like, gets her shit together and deposits the check. So I go right over to her, take the check out of the check pile, and call the Ashley or whatever her name was. Call her up and I say, hey, did you order pizza last night at, you know, 11 o'clock at night? She goes, no, I was beat, raped, and robbed in Berkeley. I said, oh, well then, I guess I'll call the police. So I got this dude's license number right on the fucking check. I call up the local municipality, and it was Florissant. And they said, no, dude, look, you're on that side of the highway. Well, the other side is where our jurisdiction ends. You got to call county. And I told the dispatch lady, I just told you somebody was beaten, raped, and robbed, and I have their license number. And
they told you to hang up and call a different number.
They said, well, yeah, that's we're glad you have that. Please call county. So I was like, fuck it. I wanted to say, well, what if I didn't give a shit anymore? What if that was my one attempt? And then, fuck it, I'm just going to put...
Oh, only had one quarter, guys. Sorry.
Well, I guess that guy's getting off. Sorry, lady. So I call up county. County comes in, takes down the information. And like 2 or 3 months later, I get a letter from the state attorney general thanking me for my due diligence.
We hung the letter up in the store.
Drunk. I was going to say, one of
those,
you
what do they call those things at Pizza Hut with the rainbows?
Book it?
No. You got a card if, like, you did good.
No, I didn't get one of those.
What?
It had nothing to do with food.
No, we hung up his letter from the...
Yeah, but doesn't, like, the manager give those out? Like, oh, hey, you did a good job.
Yeah, we get the little you did good card.
What was that? I don't remember what they were called.
You're gonna get the little rainbow thing from the manager for throwing the garbage out before you left, and also the same thing for stopping a rapist.
But the only reason that it happened is because Napier was pissed off. I mean, if this guy had came in at 8 o'clock,
Napier wouldn't have given a shit.
I wouldn't have even taken down his license number. I wouldn't have given a shit.
Right.
Like, oh, you're Ashley? Well, hello, Mr. Ashley. Check cashed. This motherfucker told me he was gonna be.
Looks like an Ashley to me.
Yep, whatever. Seems kosher. This motherfucker told me he was going to be there in 20 minutes, and that didn't fucking happen. So you know what? He's going to jail. So yeah, I got a little letter from the attorney general, said, hey, thanks for...
So you reckon he's still in jail then? Or?
Oh yeah, he beat and raped and robbed abroad.
And ate delicious chicken wings.
Yeah, he stole money from Pizza Hut.
You ever worry that when the guy does get out of prison, he's going to come after you?
That it was you?
Probably. The dude looked like he was like fucking 60, 70 years old. I mean, if he's out there, I mean, he's probably dead. That was over a decade ago. That dude's fucking dead. Oh, fucking good. I don't lock my goddamn doors. You come into my house, it's a fucking challenge. We take all comers. Get your kneecaps ripped out by your dick. Home alone, that bitch. Well, that's my mama.
want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.
Podcast month is quickly approaching, so if you'd like to participate, contact me at travis@wfodix.com, and I'm sure the mailbox will be full after listening to this episode.
The episode was garbage.
Hey, we got a rape story in there.
We did.
Nice.
See?
Swinging for the fences. See? Back to our old ways.
All boxes checked, motherfucker.
That was an A++ in my opinion.
If you want to participate in Podcast Month, call us.
Don't call us.
Email Travis.
Email Travis.
But you can call us. Feel free to call.
If you want Napier to be a guest on your podcast, I mean, that's part of the deal, too. Podcast Month, we're doing other podcasts. So you get Napier on your podcast. That's a big deal, right?
At Drunkard.fl on the Twitters.
The Napier.
Drunk, will you be on other people's podcasts?
If they call and ask me to.
You get drunk on your podcast. I'm sure that drunk will add a lot to your show.
He can talk about smashing broads on concrete.
Absolutely.
Oh well, hey, I mean we're repeating all our old stories. We got to do the drunk smashing on concrete story next week, right? We're doing our greatest hits, guys. We're almost to episode 300.
Yeah, but I never told my I caught a rapist story.
I got to retell that story about that time I got blackout drunk and slept on those people's couch
in the chat room. Jody says, "Mike, please do hot butter." You know, don't get invited to do hot butter. Don't get invited to do anything. You know, I invite people to come do our show. Nobody invites me to come do their show. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody wants me on their show. Nobody wants anybody on their show.
They're ashamed.
They just want to do their shows, right?
They're ashamed of their relationship with us, I believe.
Right. They appease me just so that I leave them alone.
You do tend to take over the conversation.
That's not true. I hang back. I try to be a gracious guest. I'm a good guest. I've been guests on people's shows before, guys. I mean, I can do it. I'm quality. You know what? Matt from the Lotus Cast? How many times has fucking Matt from the Lotus Cast been on this show, Travis? Like 30 times?
Too fucking many.
Matt's been on this show like 30 times. How many times have we been invited to be on the Lotus Cast, Travis?
Did you ask?
Hey, don't get invited to be on the Lotus Cast. Fuck that WFOD show, and we don't want their stink on us.
I think I was on another show a couple of times, but that was before I had joined you guys, I believe.
Are you talking about not safe for water coolers?
And I think that was when I was still doing that other podcast.
Yeah, not safe for water coolers doesn't invite Travis on now that he's associated with this nonsense. See, he said, Mike, please do hot butter. Hot butter podcast ain't calling Mike. Mike's calling hot butter podcast because Mike's about the community is what Mike is.
Right? Every time we check the voicemail, I always feel like Selina Kyle from Batman Returns, where she comes home from a hard day at work and feeds her cats, and the only people that are on the answering machine are somebody trying to sell her perfume and her mom, asking if she got married yet.
Bill collectors is what we get in our email, Travis. We get bill collectors.
Did they ever collect?
No, we ain't got nothing.
We pay our bills.
Okay, yay. Yeah,
we pay our bills.
Selina, this is your mother. Call me. Selina, this is your mother. Why haven't you called me back?
Hello, Selina Kyle. We're just calling to make sure you've tried Gotham Lady Perfume. One whiff of this at the office and your boss will be asking you to stay after work for a candlelight staff meeting for two. Gotham Lady Perfume, exclusively at Shrek's department.